Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The next thing is fear. Fear is the next enemy of change. We always say, we have not passed this way before. It's new to us. It takes guts to get out of a rut. Somebody liked that one. It does. Because we always fear the unknown. But if we just told you that God does not change, He's always there, there's no purpose to fear. There's no purpose to fear. Because He is already there, and He's already approved it. Now I tell you, here's the next one. Laziness. We don't want to take on the new work. That's true. You say, oh Lord, we got to do all this again. We got to build over. And it is tough. But remember, if Jesus has brought, God has brought change, it's needed. So we got to now pitch in and get over laziness. It's going to require everyone to pitch in and do some work. And the next one is stubbornness. We are creatures of habit, and we don't like things to change. Well, I've been doing it this way for a long time. Oh, that's going to mess me up. You ain't thinking about what He's going to do to bring more people to Christ. You just worry about what He's going to do to you. You care nothing about anybody else but you. And you refuse to change. We have to get over stubbornness. And that goes to the next point, pride. Pride is, it's me and nobody else thinking that we have arrived and you know all the answer. And we don't need this change. That's like telling God, hey, we don't need winter, we don't need fall, we don't need spring, and we don't need summer. We have to get over the pride. Now, sometimes people will change when they see the light. But other times, they only change when they feel the heat. Think about it. A lot of people are in their situations today, and God has not changed or moved them. They say, hey, why God hasn't changed me? Well, remember, whenever you're in that heat, in that furnace, God will not change your situation because He is changing you. Don't you think about that? That's deep. Because we want Him to remove so many things from our lives, but some things are actually there to keep us humble. Some things are actually there to keep us closer to Him. But when we're always complaining and want Him to remove it instead of embracing what He has put on us, it makes the difference. Now, I made this statement many times, and nobody, I don't know if anybody's listened. Remember, prayer does not change God. God doesn't change. But it changes your perspective. Think about that. That's so powerful, and I hope you get that. God doesn't change. He knows the end before the beginning. And what we need to do is see it in His eyes and act accordingly. The power of God is real. Now, I had this thing. I don't know if I really want to read it. Let's take a look here. Yeah. About, there's 10 things. I got a lot of number of stuff, don't I? five things. Now this one, 10. You know what? I think I'm going to actually hold this one. Let's see here. It's 10 things. It's really good. Actually, I'll print it out if you guys want a copy of it. It's basically 10.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.